It's Morning Edition. I'm Kevin Lavery. Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for the Arts Crawl. And with me in the studio is Jamie Paisley. We're going to be talking about what's coming up this weekend in Michigan. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, good morning, Kevin. Thanks first and foremost for filling in for Mary Ellen Pitney.
No problem.
We have four different things we're going to talk about for the next couple of minutes. The first, well, I know it is March and the Ides are certainly coming up quick. There is a group that's working on that. It is the Curtainless Theater. They have Julius Caesar coming up, getting ready for everything in that personal and political intrigue from Shakespeare. And they will be ending a couple of weekends of performance with the Ides of March. So March 6th through the 8th, as well as the 13th through the 15th, ending up on the Ides. It's going to be 7 o'clock at the Sycamore Creek Church, which is kind of near Mount Hope and Pennsylvania in Lansing. Now, if that is maybe not quite the dagger in the back, we have something else metallic for you. That is Metal Madness, courtesy of the Cedar Street Art Collective. And that's kind of off of Cedar, naturally. It's the Cedar Street Art Collective, after all. Friday, this Friday tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning and then kind of lasting through 5 o'clock on Saturday, it is a free-to-the-public event where a bunch of artists come and bring some showcase pieces. You can purchase them, but again, if you're just there to see what's there, it's free to attend for that Metal Madness, courtesy of the Cedar Street Art Collective.
Very good. That's Metal Madness, and there are more artistic things on the way. There's something happening with the Lansing Art Gallery and Education Center, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. They've worked very hard on this, and it's the third time that they are doing the Art Path. This is a collaboration between the Lansing Art Gallery and the Education Center on Washington Square, but also with the City of Lansing that they have paired for the Art Path, kind of stretching through Old Town and downtown, 20 different locations of public art that are coming up. Now, they're right at the start of this, so they want everybody to be aware of it. There is going to be Katrina Daniels from the Lansing Art Gallery pairing with, from Lansing Parks and Recreation, Emily Stevens. They are kind of the co-originators of Art Path and two of the jurors for deciding who will be featured in this year's exhibition for the public. And that is actually going to be Thursday of next week. I know it's a week from today, but it's such an important thing. I want to get it on the calendar now. And if you're an artist, you want to make that time. It's going to be 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. At the Lansing Art Gallery Thursday of next week. To wrap things up, however, quickly, it is, the Mason Symphony and Philharmonic. They have a program coming up in Lansing. They're coming up north to Martin Luther School tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m., and they're featuring an Okemos High School student as the soloist in the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. There's also going to be music from Liszt, Bach, and the Valse Triste by Sibelius. And more information at masonorchestras.org for that concert tomorrow night.
Sounds like a great and busy time on the art scene coming up in Lansing. If you'd like to find information about the items in this week's Arts Crawl, come to WKAR.org. We have a link there on the homepage. It's not everything that's happening in Michigan, of course, but you can find our community calendar full of other events and activities. That's also on our website, WKAR.org. And that's Arts Crawl for this week. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Kevin.